The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. It's great to get reacquainted with Erigan Kaner. Dear friend, isn't it interesting how you can have dear friends, people that you just love and appreciate and honor, and you don't see them very often, but if they're really a friend, it doesn't make any difference whether you've seen them, 5 years, 6 years, 10 years. They're still a friend. That's one of the things about, real friendship. So anyway, it was great to get acquainted with him again. And as I said, if you want an authoritative book on Islam, get Unveiling Islam. Over almost 300,000 copies now in 11 different languages. This is this story. Oh, my goodness. It is so difficult to tell the difference between reality and parody anymore. I mean, it really is. It is difficult to tell the difference between reality and parody. And this is another one of the stories that you would think was parody, but it's not. It's a story about the Chicago Field Museum. The Chicago Field Museum, large museum. Probably the most popular exhibit they have is the skeleton of a Tyrannosaurus Rex by the name of Sue. This Tyrannosaurus Rex was discovered in a hillside in South Dakota back in 1990, and it was discovered by Sue Hendrickson. Thus, that's the reason why they call the Tyrannosaurus Rex Sue. Now, for many different reasons, and I'm not going to get into it, anthropologists that have studied it are convinced that Sue was a female Tyrannosaurus Rex. So they call the Tyrannosaurus Rex Sue because it was female and because a woman named Sue discovered it. Well, that was fine. So they, advertised Sue, come and see Sue, the Tyrannosaurus Rex. Well, until recently. You ready for this? People were offended because they called the dinosaur Sue. So now there are signs. I'm not making this up. They have now put up signs around the Tyrannosaurus Rex skeleton to inform museum visitors that Sue, the dinosaur, prefers to be referred to as they, them, their, rather than he or she. Quote, in an interview with an LGBT magazine called Them, the Field Museum's public relations manager said the docents of the museum, will now be trained to answer questions about Sue using gender-neutral pronouns. Quote, science is for everyone, she said. If this makes one person more comfortable in our museum, if it helps people to get more accustomed to using they and them pronouns, then it's worth it. So in other words, the docents at the museum are forbidden to refer to the skeleton as she. They cannot call Sue she. They have to call the skeleton they, them, or there, even though there's just one, because people were offended. All right, folks. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your political persuasion. I don't care what your ideology. I don't care whether you're a green from Mars. That's nuts. Just nuts. All right, let's go to the phones. And I think I've got, do I have Charles? Hang on. I thought I had Charles. Maybe not. Okay, maybe I'll come back to Charles. I thought I had Charles on hold. Nope, there he is. All right, I've got Charles from Columbus on the line. Hey, Charles, you're on Bob Rennie Live.
How you doing? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. It was breaking up just a minute ago, but I can hear you now.
Okay, good. How are you?
I am well, thank you.
Good. A couple of things I want to talk to you about, Bob. First of all, did you see the race cop in Phoenix? Have you seen that video?
Yeah, it's terrible. Awful.
That taught me to look at that. It was really hard for me to look at that.
I think it's hard for anybody to look at. It's terrible.
Okay, are you these racist cops being exposed, posting racist, terrible comments with regards to black folks and other folks that they just that? No, go ahead. I'm sorry. You go ahead.
No, well, you're kind of breaking up, so I'm only getting like every two or three words. Are you saying that things, Facebook posts and so forth, were uncovered that indicates that they're racist?
Yeah.
Okay. I had not heard that.
Yeah. Well, it's the thing. Philadelphia has taken 72 police officers off the street that they're investigating. St. Louis has taken. I forget how many Phoenix has taken off, but it's about between 10 and.
Charles, you are really breaking up. I'm only getting about half of what you're saying, and I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm on my cell phone. Let me move. How's it now? Am I coming in clear now?
It seems to be a little better now. Yeah.
Okay. Black folks under attack. Police do not respect us. That video. If anybody has any doubts about that. You got a pregnant woman with three babies, and they were willing to take all five of them out, opening a ledge, taking of a Barbie doll that the parents didn't even know about. I'm already home. But for anybody to say that a lot of police, white police, has respect for black folks, that's absurd.
Well,
now, let me say this.
But, Charles, the only problem with that is, once again, as you do often, you are bringing to attention isolated incidents, and then you are indicting an entire race of people or an entire profession of people. I think what I saw from the Philadelphia or the Phoenix police officers was absolutely horrible. And I believe those police officers should not just be placed on leave. I think they should be fired. I think they should be fired immediately. But to try to prove by an isolated incident that most police officers are racist and hate black people is ridiculous. You can't reasonably indict an entire race of people or a profession by the actions of a few. They should, whenever this happens, they should be condemned and they should be disciplined. But it's ridiculous to try to indict the majority over a minority.
Three things, Bob. I just told you about, and you check it out yourself. I just told you about various cities throughout the country where you got white cops going
Well, you're breaking up again, you're breaking up, and I'm sorry, that's not your fault. But again, to indict an entire profession by isolated incidences, what if we found out tomorrow that 100 white police officers were fired for being racist? That would prove almost nothing, because there are multiplied thousands of white police officers across America that are not racist. You know, racism should be despised, exposed, and rejected whenever we can find it. But you can't make broad generalities like that unless you want to just destroy us and tear us apart. I don't have any desire to do that. I really don't. Again, sorry that you were breaking up. I could hear very little of what you said, but thank you for calling. All right, we will take a quick break, and we'll be back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
I hope, and I mean this sincerely, I hope you never hate someone or even dislike them so deeply, so sincerely that it destroys any objectivity at all. I hope that, and I'm being serious, I hope you never hate someone or even dislike someone so deeply that whenever you think about them, talk about them, you lose all objectivity completely. That's the case with most of the American news media and the liberal left politically in America when it comes to Donald Trump. Now, I've said this about CNN over and over again, and I honestly, honestly believe it's true. They hate Trump more than they love truth. But it's true of much of the rest of the news media as well. And it certainly is true of the most of the leadership, in fact, most of the rank and file of the Democrats in Washington, D.C. They hate Donald Trump more than they love the truth. Can I illustrate it for you? Let me just illustrate it for you. Do you remember back during the presidential election when it was Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump? What was one of the big objections that Hillary and the Democratic left gave about electing Trump? Well, there were many, but one of the biggest ones was, we can't allow this man to have his finger on the nuclear button. The minute somebody offends him, he's going to fire off atomic missiles and he's going to start World War III. We can't trust him. He's a rogue. He's a renegade. And we cannot trust him with the American arsenal. Who knows what he will tell the American military to do? Remember that? Hillary Clinton said she lost sleep. She couldn't sleep. Just thinking about what would happen if Donald Trump was elected president, who he would blow up, who he would destroy, who he would start a war with. Remember that? We heard that not just from Hillary Clinton, but the Democratic left. We heard that over and over and over again. He's going to blow up everybody. Okay, now that he's been president, North Korea has stopped almost all missile testing. Do you remember how many missiles were being fired in the closing days of Barack Obama's presidency? Remember that? Sometimes every day, every other day, firing missiles over Guam, firing missiles over Japan, threatening, we've got missiles that'll take out San Francisco. You remember that? The not stopped. Now, Donald Trump has not succeeded in a real peace agreement with North Korea. They have not really abandoned their desire for nuclear weapons. That's true. But it's a whole lot better now than it was under Obama. And no, World War III was not started. But I just find it fascinating that one of the biggest objections to Donald Trump, if he becomes president, he's going to blow up everybody. Every time somebody offends him, says something, he's going to blow them up. He's going to send missiles. That was the argument then. As you probably know, the country of Iran destroyed one of our unmanned drones out in international waters. Sent a missile, intercepted it, blew it up. And President Trump says, hey, you know, we're going to take action. You're going to be sorry. You know, and that's okay. And so we have discovered that last night, the U.S. military was 10 minutes away from destroying probably, we're not sure, but probably three military targets in Iran. Planes were in the air. Bombers were in the air. Missiles on Navy destroyers were locked and loaded and programmed for military targets within Iran. And 10 minutes before America was to begin those attacks, the President of the United States said no. He canceled it. Suddenly, it was canceled. And so the people who were screaming and yelling and shouting, he's going to blow everybody up. He's just going to, you know what they're saying now? The very same people, the very same news media, the very same politicians are going, he doesn't have any courage. He's weak. This proves that he doesn't have the courage to carry out a military attack. He's weak. What? What? You can't have it both ways. He's going to blow up everybody. And then when he doesn't blow up people, he's weak. A whole lot of things that the president has done that I have not liked and I've been critical of, and I will continue to be critical when it's appropriate. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi said yesterday, the administration is going to bumble into war because Nancy Pelosi assumed he would blow a bunch of people up. The reasoning that President Donald Trump has given when he found out how many people were going to be killed. Now, these would be military people. They would be military targets. But when he found out how many people would be killed, he said it was not proportionate to shooting down an unmanned drone. He didn't feel it was proper to kill a bunch of Iranians when the only thing we lost was an unmanned drone. That is principled restraint.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.